In this tutorial, we will review how to add a workers' compensation or no-fault insurance to a patient's account. At the patient information screen, you can view or edit the patient's insurance information by clicking on the insurance button on the button line, or by simply choosing from any of the listed insurances in the coverage field. At the patient information screen, you can view or edit the patient's insurance information by clicking the insurance button on the button line, or by simply choosing from any of the listed insurances in the coverage field. To add a new insurance to the patient's account, clicking on either the insurance plans link or the insurance button at the button line will forward you to the patient's insurance information screen. If the patient has more than one insurance on the account, a pop-up will appear and will list all of the existing insurances. In the top left corner of the screen, you will notice the New Insurance button. Clicking on this button will prompt the insurance company selection to appear. Where you can select from a list of insurance companies set up in your insurance company master file. Choose the appropriate insurance provider. At the patient's insurance information screen, you can add or edit the patient's specific insurance criteria. When adding a workers' compensation or no-fault insurance, it is important to remember that all the patient's employer information should be documented. With a workers' comp or no-fault insurance, the group number field should be used to hold... The insurance type field will automatically pull in the type designation when the insurance is selected. An uppercase W will indicate that it is a workers' compensation type, and the number 1 designates that the comp... And the number 1 designates that it is a comp insurance rather than a no-fault. And the number one designates that it is a comp insurance rather than a no-fault insurance. When all the necessary information has been entered, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen. A pop-up will appear where you can enter the member information. You can add the member's account ID and the effective and expiring dates on the insurance. The onset date is very important for a compensation insurance. This should be documented as the date that the injury occurred. The onset date is very important for a compensation insurance. This should be documented as the date that the injury occurred. When the fields are filled in, enter through the pop-up and the full member's When the fields are filled in, enter through the pop-up and the full member's When the fields are filled in, enter through the pop-up and the full member's information screen will appear. At the member's screen, you will notice that the information that you input At the member's screen, you will notice that the information that you input at the pop-up will automatically be pulled in to the respective fields. At the member's screen, you will notice that the information that you input at the pop-up will automatically be pulled in to the respective fields. Scrolling. In the time field, enter the approximate time that the patient's incident occurred. In the time field, enter the approximate time that the patient's incident occurred. The next field should state an anatomical location of the injury as the reason for the compensation. Enter the date of the patient's first appointment regarding the comp case in the first service field. To the right of the first service field, clicking on the referring doctor link will prompt a list of providers from the referring doctor master file. To add a new referring provider, click the options button at the bottom of the pop-up. The three fields below are required in the states of New York and Pennsylvania in order to submit the workers' comp case. The three fields below are required in the states of New York and Pennsylvania. The three fields below are required in the states of New York and Pennsylvania in order to submit. The three fields below are required in the states of New York and Pennsylvania in order to submit the workers' comp cases electronically. The date of injury job title. The date of injury job title should state the position held by the patient. The date of injury job title should state the position held by the patient at the time of the injury. The date of injury work activity should describe the duties being performed during the time that the injury occurred. Click the disability source link to select an appropriate accident code for the injury. If the disabled status field is set to yes, the rest of the fields will become available to enter in the If the disabled status field is set to yes, the rest of the fields will become available to enter in the information suggested. The limited work date field suggests the date
when the patient will be physically able to work on a limited basis.
When you have entered all of the appropriate information at the member's screen,
Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen. You will return to the completed insurance information screen. You will return to the completed insurance information screen. Click the back button to return to the patient information screen. Click the back button to return to the patient information screen. Click the back button. Click the back button to return to the patient information screen. Here you will notice that the compensation insurance has been added and is listed in the coverage field. When you have entered all of the appropriate information at the members screen, click the check mark in the top left corner. You will return to the completed insurance information screen. Click the back button to return to the patient information screen. Here you will notice that the compensation insurance has been added and is listed in the coverage field. Here you will notice that the compensation insurance has been added and is listed in the coverage field. This concludes the Adding a Workers' Compensation or No-Fault Insurance video tutorial.